guys are ridiculous. These guys are ridiculous.
Now, how about them damn Celtics?
And we are back with another episode of How About Them Celtics. Sam and I are here recording on Tuesday, April 9th, after the Celtics loss to the Milwaukee Bucks in Milwaukee, their last road game of the season. Celtics lose to a relatively or a pretty fully healthy Bucks squad until midway through the third quarter. The Celtics ended up losing 104-91. I need to check them. Excuse me, got the hiccups. Need to check the math, but I believe that's one of their lowest scoring games of the season. Celtics fewest points scored in a game this year. Fewest points in a game all season was tonight against the Bucks. 91 points. They just didn't have it. they didn't have it the whole night from the jump. No one was making shots. They got a million open looks. Jaylen Brown 0 for 6 from 3. Pritchard 2 for 8 from Jack. 3. Hauser 2 for 6 from 3. Yeah.
Who was Milwaukee's leading scorer? Don't look.
Was it Patrick Beverley?
It was Pat Bev. He was the only Milwaukee Buck to score 20 points.
And had 10 rebounds, too. Look at Pat
Celtics Bev. Actually, I mean, played pretty good defense as a team. Sorry, my background's going crazy.
They only let up 104 points. That's a really good defensive game. They just...
And for what it's worth, their second half defense was even better. Mm. Their first half defense was atrocious. They give up 63 points. Second half, they only give up 41. That is not bad in the slightest. No, I will take that every single half.
That's very good. And realistically, it was just their first quarter defense, right? You look here, 26, 15, 26. They let up 37 points in the first quarter. And after that, they let up a total of what? 40, 52, 67 in the last three quarters. Like, it's pretty good. You take that. Just didn't matter because the Celtics themselves, 21, 22, 24, 24. Not going to get it done. It's just not going to get it done. And I guess not like as a credit to them, but like as an addition to that, like, a lot of their shots were open. They just could not make anything. Like Jaylen Brown 0 for 6 from 3. At least 4 of those were wide open threes. Jason Tatum actually was the only efficient scorer in this one. 9-19, 4 of 9. Tillman took 5 threes and he made 2, which isn't bad. But then Drew 2 of 6. Derek White 3 of 9. Pritchard 2 for 8. Sam Hauser 2 for 6. And Jaylen Brown 0 for 6. 17 of 52 from 3 at 33%. It's just not going to get it done, especially when the Bucks are red hot. Like the Celtics played pretty good defense, relatively speaking, but then the Bucks also just made all of the contested shots you could possibly, you know, think of. Brooke Lopez on fire from 3, 5 of 8, including 4 in the first quarter that were, a lot of them were deep. Patrick Beverley, 4 of 8 from 3, and some crazy hook shots over Luke Kornet too, just because fuck it. It's a tough one, man. It's a tough one. It happens. It was clear the Celtics weren't giving full effort, but a loss is a loss, I guess. It's tough to take anything away from this one because it felt pretty clear to me that the Celtics weren't playing it full go.
Yeah, from the jump, the intensity wasn't necessarily there. There were a few weird defensive possessions where guys were just wide open after screen actions and they didn't do anything to help or recover. The second half looked much better to me. It was encouraging. The frustrating part came on the offensive end. Like you mentioned, the scoring totals from the quarters weren't very good. If you hold Milwaukee to 15 points in a quarter, you probably should climb up a little bit more than the Celtics did in the third. They also, I don't know, this felt like a very winnable game, and I guess the final score would tell you that it was. But we were watching it live on the playback. Celtics were down 22 points or whatever. We were like, kind of feels like they could get back in this. Like Milwaukee was so hot in the first quarter.
There was always hope.
It was just both teams were playing on the opposite end of the spectrum. And then once they started to come closer and closer and closer and closer, it really felt like it was the Celtics game to lose. And unfortunately, they weren't able to get back into it. There wasn't anything overly concerning in this game. I thought Jaylen was hot garbage, but besides him, nothing crazy. Like 5 turnovers from Jaylen is very, very bad. I did not love
Jaylen. A really bad game
from him at all. He was out of control. He looked like he was playing against the Heat again last year. I don't know what happened. I guess the shooting of everybody was concerning. Yeah. 5 of 13 from Holiday and 3 of 10 from Derek White isn't what you're looking for from the starting backcourt. Two guys that you're usually way more able. I mean, even if you want to loop Pritchard into that, 2 of 9 from him is not what we've been seeing lately.
No.
So they've got work to do here. A little bit of work to do. When the playoffs roll around, I'd like to see them not get kind of, what do they call it, choked out like a boa constrictor by the defense. Like Milwaukee is not a team known for its defense, but in this game, what they were doing was somewhat effective. The blitz of Tatum. I don't now before this is not an attack on Tatum. Tatum handled it well, but the team's quickness to respond to the matchup deficit Milwaukee was in wasn't fast enough.
I don't think the Bucks defense was necessarily good. I just think the Celtics offense was really like bad, yes, but like more so it was just super awkward, man. Like you said, it just always felt like they were a step behind. It always felt like one pass was late. It always felt like the open guy was missed by a second so the Bucks could get back out. The Bucks were sending two bodies at Tatum every single time. That should be an open look every single time, and it just wasn't because the Celtics moved too slow. Damian Lillard was helping from the corner. The Bucks were helping from the corner on like half of the Celtics threes, and they just didn't make them. Like Jaylen Brown had like four open threes. Derek White was open a few times. Sam Hauser was open a few times, and they just didn't make them. Like, we don't have to watch every single three here, but like I'm going to just look at the first quarter, right? I'm just going to pull up the first threes of the game, and we're just going to watch some of them, and I guarantee you at least like half of these threes we're about to watch are the Bucks play bad defense, and the Celtics just can't capitalize. And sometimes that happens, right? There are games where you're just not on, and at this point in the season, the Celtics, I guess, didn't really care enough to make up for it. But like first one we see, Tillman open three, Bucks collapse on Tatum.
And it was all downhill from there.
Right? But like, look, this is what the Bucks do. They pack the paint and give open threes. Derek White, open three, just doesn't fall. Right? Like the Celtics got consistently open threes. They just didn't hit him in this one. Right? Like they got wide open threes on every single time they tried to drive, and they just couldn't make shit. Like, this is a good defensive game, and I'm sure, like, this is going to be a big game for all of the, oh, Celtics can't win when the threes aren't going in crowd, but, like, they will find other ways to win in the playoffs. I just don't think, frankly, they cared enough to do it in this game. And, listen, this is not why they lost, right? As you can see, most of the threes the Celtics took were open. I can stop sharing my screen because you get the point. But... it does affect your desire to be aggressive when you literally cannot buy a free throw. The Celtics took zero free throws in this game. You want to know how many times a team has gotten zero free throws in a game in NBA history? Once. This game. This is the only time ever. This was the first time ever a team has not gotten a free throw in a game. It is the fewest free throws combined. The Bucks only got two themselves. This is the fewest free throws ever attempted in an NBA game was this one. This Bucks-Celtics game on April 9th, 2024.
Referees understood. They knew it was meaningless. They knew, I don't care about this game. They knew you didn't care about this game. The Bucks sort of cared about this game for a pride thing and also because they're not trying to lose the second spot. Hold on. DeJounte Murray, double overtime.
You're watching the Hawks?
Yeah, double overtime in Atlanta. But as I was saying, Milwaukee cares about this for the standings, right? Like, Orlando's breathing down their neck. Orlando, who is about to, well, not about to lose. They still have plenty of time to make up 7 points, but they're down to the Rockets as we're recording this. Philadelphia won. The Knicks won. So that, I mean, Philadelphia is still in the play-in, but... The Eastern Conference playoff race is not over for teams that aren't the Celtics. So Milwaukee, it meant something to them, but even they didn't have a great offensive game, which is encouraging if you're the Celtics. You know that you are not going to shoot 32% from three for seven games.
Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It is the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action while you watch your favorite sports and players. You just pick more or less on two or more player stats and watch all the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. One of our favorite picks here at the How About Them Celtics podcast is the Jrue Holiday blocks. It's usually 0.5. He just needs more than 0.5 blocks. That means one Jrue Holiday block. And that pick is in the bag. Prize Picks is really simple to play. I can make my picks and submit my entry in less than 60 seconds. Download the app today and use code CLNS for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code CLNS for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Like, if you do run into Milwaukee in this, this is not the type of output you're going to have offensively. You may be able to play similar defense to this where... like, okay, let's go down the starting lineup for the Bucks. 62% from Middleton, 63% from Giannis. Giannis only took 11 shots. It'll be different in the playoffs. Brooke Lopez, 55%. Pat Bev, 61%. Dame, 45% with 40% from three. Only took 11 shots for him, too. Bobby Portis, 53%. AJ Green was 2 of 3 for 66%. Like, they shot 53% from the field, 47% from deep. You're just, like, really on a weird outlier. And even with those insane splits, they only scored 104 points. Tully's did a good job of turning them over. They played good physical defense. It just didn't really work out for them today.
Listen, I just wanted to show this because this was what we saw in the broadcast. As soon as we saw the refs not give Tillman this call, this is when we should have known that the game was chalked in terms of being aggressive. Giannis just slaps him across the arms and they call both nothing. And they call nothing. Look at Tillman.
And this was like the type of play from Giannis that was clearly like a recovery foul. Like it was like, yeah. I'm accepting that I'm going to take a foul on this because I'm beaten. And they said, nope. Mm-hmm.
And then here, just if we want to watch some like Tatum's drives too, because like I think Tatum should have gotten a lot of free throws in this game and he just didn't. Obviously not that one, but Tatum was driving into traffic consistently and just not getting anything. These are just all of Tatum's attempts. Like I can't sort by drives yet. But like Tatum is just driving into I know Brooke got the block, but before he got the block, he did just shove his entire body into Tatum with the off arm and Tatum just goes flying and like nothing. Like, look at this, like look at Brooke's entire right arm, just like shove into Tatum on the drive and him not get a call.
This is pure hoops. That's what it is.
It's crazy, man. And respect to Tatum. Like, Tatum had a good game in spite of this. He was actually really efficient, and I thought his aggressiveness was solid regardless. But, man, it's so tough when you're not getting any foul calls. And the threes aren't falling, right?
Yeah, but neither like, it's a multiple got thing. Foul calls.
No, I know. This definitely wasn't a Celtics thing. This was not a Celtics thing. But my point is, it's one thing to not get foul calls, but your threes are falling, so you're fine. The Celtics didn't have either. Like, the Celtics had nothing, right? This is not me complaining, like, oh, the Celtics were screwed by the refs. No, sure. This was no free throws for either team. But the Celtics' offense is so, like, the obvious answer to, oh, our threes aren't going in, let's be aggressive. What, like, you can't be aggressive if you're not getting calls. And if no one's getting calls, like, it's fine, but, yeah.
They didn't get calls, so I can understand the hesitancy to drive, but there were a lot of times in this game I did not feel like they drove to the basket. And it wasn't because I was like, they're settling. It was just like Milwaukee was just throwing everybody in the paint. Like you mentioned, like that's what they do.
Yeah.
So you really had to make threes today. And when you play the Bucks, you have to make them. That's how they won game seven. They just left Grant Williams wide open in the corner and he made all the threes.
He didn't even make all the threes.
He shot 7 of 18 in that game seven, but he made enough.
He made enough. And for what it's worth, on the panic level of losses, this is the bottom of the totem pole. I don't care. Like, not only does this game not matter, but I am, knock on wood, and putting the Heat series out of my memory, I might regret this, confident that the Celtics won't shoot 31% from three in a playoff series. And I know even you, as a man who is not the biggest, like, three-ball fan, and I know you understand, like, it's part of the offense, like, even you can't sit there and say, like, no, yeah, they might shoot 30% from three. Like, come on. Like it's just...
No, I mean, this team just doesn't shoot that. Like, that's not what they do. I guess... NBA.com is going to be a pain in my ass if I try and pull up the three-point percentage.
I can pull it up.
Like, is it make me click through a billion tabs? But I'm pretty sure they're at like 38% for the season at least.
The Celtics shoot 38.9% from three in the regular season, which is the best in the league, or tied for the best in the league, on the most attempts by a mile.
If there's anybody that's going to be firing up threes, the Celtics are absolutely going to get a pass. Best in the league at shooting them. Why not shoot them? You're good at them. Mm-hmm. And they haven't lost very many games at all this season. So I really am not worried about them firing up too many threes. I think they've figured out what works for them.
And if you want even more, even if you are of the mindset of, oh, well, the Celtics, that could happen. They could go cold. Sorry, but Milwaukee's also not going to shoot 47% from three in a playoff series. Like, come on, like, give me a break. This game is tough. However, Sam, we did get the play of the year, and I'm gonna pull it up because I want to watch it.
The Bulls Mr. play?
Luke, no, Mr. Luke Kornet.
Oh, the Luke Kornet three?
Luke Kornet made a three, everybody. Oh, this is, I've dreamed of this moment. It's just perfect. Wide open.
This almost looked like it was designed.
Look at him. Look at him. He doesn't want to celebrate, but just watch Luke's face when he backs up. He knows what he did. He knows everyone's hype. Yes, sir.
He should be shooting threes.
Look at him smart.
At least every once in a while. I know he's the reason why he doesn't shoot threes is because he's so much more effective as not shooting threes. But he can still do that once in a while, I think. I don't see what the hurt in that is. Because I get if you're like, oh, like I want to just see him be the role man. Like he's so much better at that and his dunks are great. But I don't know. Why not?
Mm-hmm. Man, this what a game. Talk about April. This might be the most April game we've... That Blazers game was pretty April. That Blazers game was nothing. But this was...
Yeah, this game sucked. But it was fast. It was fast. They made quick. It quick and painless.
It was quick. Day after jury duty, and they stick me with this bullshit. Sam and I have been talking...
Not only day after jury duty, it was a day of Celtics of the Roundtable pregame. Then we did a 2.5-hour playback because it was short.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're here. So Jack and I have been in front of Mike for a better part of 4 hours.
I love Sam, and I
we did take a brief break from my repository.
Yeah, I love Sam, and we're boys, but I can say it's mutually. We're sick of each other's faces.
Had enough. Right now.
We're done. Anything else? I think that covers it. I don't think we missed anybody.
No, we'll save anything else for the pod tomorrow because we have a gameless pod.
It's true. True. So, all right.
Might as well.
Thank you all for tuning in. We appreciate it very much. Make sure to subscribe to How About Them Celtics. Leave a like on the video. Follow us on both platforms and leave us a review. We'd appreciate it very much. And go check out Celtics the Roundtable. It's under the live tab. You can watch the replay there. It was a good time if you didn't catch it live. I'll let Sam wrap it up.
Yeah, thank you very much for listening and watching. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. Hit the notification bell so you don't miss any of our daily uploads like this one. We're coming at you with full pods Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday. Our game recaps like this one are up the morning after each game. We're also... Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings around 11 a.m. Celtics of the Roundtable is going to be Tuesdays around 6. Next week will be different. We do have a special guest that will be with us. I don't know if you even saw this today in the chat as you were jury duty, but
I saw it very briefly.
Yeah, we do have a special guest that will join us on Celtics of the Roundtable next week. So that'll probably be around 9 p.m. is what I would guess, but could be early. So just keep your eyes peeled. And pregame, half hour before each game, we're here. You can find us on Spotify and Apple, too. Game recaps and pods will be there for you. So check it out. You can find our email, hbtcpod@gmail.com. I'm sure you have plenty to say about this one. Send your Atlas in, too. Those are always a lot of fun. Find us on socials, at How About Them Seas, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. Our Facebook is just the name of the pod. We're almost at 1,000 followers. Keep creeping up. You can find our streams there. You can find them on YouTube, and you can find them on Twitter. Jack's Twitter is at Jack's Money NBA. Mine is at Sam LaFrance NBA. That's it for us. Bye. Tic-tac-toe.